Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Bridget.
Hello.
It's great to have you with us, Bridget.
Thank you.
Today we are talking about Psalm 23.
Yes.
The Lord is my shepherd.
It's a good one.
It's a very famous psalm.
Yes.
It's also one of my favourites because my birthday's on the 23rd.
Hey.
And this is Psalm 23. So I've always had a bit of a connection.
You know what this one always reminds me of?
What?
Is like a crisis in a film. There's always like a, because I'm a bit of a movie buff, there's always like a cut to like a priest or someone with a group of people when, you know, something bad is happening, and often they're either praying the Our Father or they're praying Psalm 23.
There we go. Yeah. So it's a famous psalm, particularly because of the description of God as the shepherd, which is throughout the Bible. So, yeah, it's quite famous. I think lots of people would know about it. So I want to kind of just jump straight in.
Yeah.
By looking at the first verse that Rosemary shares, which is, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And in my head, often when I say that verse, I say, "The Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I shall want." And it made me think about the question, so what do I want? And if I was asked to answer that for myself, and I think if each of us individually answered it, there's probably a lot of things we want.
Definitely.
You know, we want peace in our relationships. We want provision. We don't want to be hurt. We don't want to be in pain. Like, there's so much we could say that we wanted, whether it's a material thing or something that we can't do ourselves, like the relationships example. But that God surpasses all of those things, that there would be none that we want, like there's nothing we wanted, because we would be satisfied, we would have peace, we would be truly content. That God does that. Like, to think about it like that, you just go, wow.
Yeah, it really blows your mind,
doesn't
it?
It does, because I can't fully imagine
not
that
wanting.
Could be, that's right, that not wanting something. So it really just made me, think about that at a new level.
Yeah.
And I often think about how, like, us as humans, we are limited. Like you said, we can't think about not wanting something. But God, he's not human and he's so above.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it does. It blows your mind. And then really the next focus that I had was something that Rosemary said, which was really amazing, was that for God to be the shepherd, we need to be the sheep.
Yeah. I had like a little chuckle.
Did you?
At this point, because I thought when Rosemary said it, I was like, oh, it's so easy. Like, I just felt like sometimes we overcomplicate our relationship with God.
Yep.
And all he's asking us to do is follow him. He's just asking us to be there to love him and to be loved by him. And it's just, you go from this one, you know, sentence of blowing your mind and like, how could I ever not want?
Yeah.
To then, it's so simple. The request is so simple and we overcomplicate it so much.
We find it hard.
Yeah.
Like I've written here, it's funny that you say that. It can be hard to surrender.
Yeah.
Like, to be the sheep, we need to then surrender to God and follow his way, which means putting aside things that we might want, which is funny because we've just talked about that in the first verse, putting aside those things to follow. But if we do, then we know there's nothing we want because he satisfies, you know, isn't it funny? Like, it comes back around. But the actual surrender is hard.
Yeah.
To put myself aside.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the frailness of me, really.
Yeah.
What have I written here? I've written, we need to let God guide us. But the shepherd can only guide us if we allow him to.
Yeah, and I had written here as well that the Lord waits for us to say yes. He is waiting for our surrender to be that. He's not going to force it upon us or make us do it, but he's there waiting for us to do it. And it is, the ball is in our court, isn't it?
For us to make the decision.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I've written there, God waits for us to say yes. Oh, it made me think of, I've written all my little notes here. Do you know when sometimes in life you use Google Maps or Apple Maps to get somewhere, and you put in your directions or where you want to go. It gives you directions, and you go, I'm not going that way. Why would it take me that way?
Yes.
And so you do your little back route, like, no, I'm going to turn here and I'm going to do down this laneway and this will cut off time. Now, maybe every now and then you might get a minute off, but often the map's right. But we've said to ourselves, I know better.
Yep.
I'm going my route.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and it made me think how often we go, I can't surrender to you, God. I know better.
Yeah.
I'm taking my directions.
Yeah.
Like my own. You've given me this path. No, no, I'm going to go this way. And it just like came to mind how often surrendering to his guidance, we don't. We go against.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And every time I do that, seriously, with Google Maps, when I get there later, I'm like, oh, I should have just followed the map.
Yeah, that happened to us recently. We were going on a family holiday down south.
Yeah.
And it was a straight road, Emma. It was from point A to point B on this straight road. Hours on this straight road, and then all of a sudden it detours us off this road for 6 minutes and we kind of get through halfway around this thing, and my husband goes, where is this taking us? And so I look at the map, I'm like, it's taking us around. And it wasn't until we came out the other end back onto the straight road that we realized there was massive roadworks and the line of cars waiting was
huge.
So long.
If
we had sat there, it literally would have taken us so much longer. Yeah. But we kind of got like, and it was almost like these dirt roads that didn't really exist. But I mean, lots of cars were doing it. All these people's maps were directing them off. But it felt so unusual and so weird. But I think that's that when we liken it to this and liken it to our journey of faith, sometimes it can feel like unusual. It can feel difficult to trust in what God is presenting before us and asking of us to do. But we've got to have faith that he sees the bigger picture and he knows where he wants to take us through that experience.
That's right. I think that leads us well into the last verse of this psalm. Like it says, verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. That's what my version says here, my whole life long. Like it leads us to that, in that when we do trust in him, then God gives us goodness and mercy, and it follows us everywhere we go.
And now, like you, I've prayed this psalm many, many times. And this is one of the psalms that I would pray in high school before I sat an exam.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm a really poor exam sitter. I'm very good, like, in classwork. As soon as it comes to exam, I freak out and I can't. So my mum always said to me, once they start the clock, the first thing you should do is pray. So when you could take in, like, a page of notes, I would write it down in the bottom corner. It would take up a space on my notes so that I could read it before I started. And the thing that floors me about this psalm, and it seems so little, but it is so powerful, is in verse 6, the word surely. So it's not just your goodness and your love follow me all the days of my life, which is a huge sentence in itself. But the person who wrote it felt so confident about that that they put the word surely in front of it. Now, for those of you who don't know, the word surely is defined as with assurance or confidence. It's not maybe or most of the time. It's surely. There is so much confidence that your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life. And that just, it just makes me a mess thinking about that because there are so many things that God does for us, and it's surely your goodness will follow me. Your love will follow me. I will dwell in the house. It's not just a pretty thought. There is that assurance and that
guarantee.
Confidence. Absolutely. And that is just, that changes my heart for sure.
I love that. So the challenge is for us, well, a few things, to hand over our life to God, to listen to the shepherd, which is hard to do. But when we do that, then there's nothing we shall want. You know, and goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. So the weekly challenge is for us during our prayer to ask, what is it that you're saying to me, God? And that's because what we want to do is to sit and listen and to wait before God to hear what he's going to say. And so that's the challenge, that during your prayer this week, what is it that God's saying to you to listen to the shepherd?
And I think to be aware as well that it might not come in that moment, but we know that God speaks to us in so many different ways, in our heads, in our hearts, and in the circumstances of our life. But when we put that time aside to say, God, I am here and I am listening, that opens that door for him to speak. And you may not hear it when you think. You might hear it when you least expect it, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's it. Well, we hope that you've enjoyed that chat this week. Why don't you write to us, leave comments to let us know, how do you maybe pray the Psalm, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd? Because, many of us have prayed it many times in our lives. We look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
See ya.